This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. India has hit out at Pakistan for promoting terrorism, saying that Islamabad should be advised to stop terror factories that continue to launch cross-border terrorist attacks in Jammu and Kashmir. New Delhi said Islamabad has an established history of harboring, aiding and actively supporting terrorists. This was stated by Rajya Sabha Deputy Chairman Harivansh in the right of reply against Pakistan during the 148th Assembly of the Inter-Parliamentary Union in Geneva yesterday. He said Pakistan holds the ignoble record of hosting one of the largest number of terrorists proscribed by the UN Security Council. He added that Osama bin Laden, the face of global terror, was also found in Pakistan. Rejecting Pakistan's comments about Indian territory, Harivansh said, lectures by a country which has an abysmal track record of democracy is laughable. He asserted that India is the largest democracy in the world and many consider the Indian democracy as a model to be emulated. Describing Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh as integral parts of India, the deputy chairman said no amount of rhetoric and propaganda from anyone can override this fact. In Madhya Pradesh, a fire broke out in the Sanctum Sanctorum of Mahakaleshwar Temple in Ujjain this morning. The incident took place during the Bhasma Aarti. Dozens of people, including the priest, are reported to be injured. The injured have been admitted to the hospital in Ujjain. The district collector has ordered an inquiry into the incident. Union Home Minister Amit Shah spoke to Madhya Pradesh Chief Minister Mohan Yadav regarding the Ujjain Mahakaleshwar Temple fire incident. He inquired about the incident. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said the local administration is providing all assistance and treatment to the injured. The festival of colors, Holi, is being celebrated throughout the country today. The festival signifies the victory of good over evil and celebrates the arrival of spring season. On this day, people apply gulal or colors on one another, exchange greetings, savor sweets and seek the blessings of elders. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have greeted the people on the occasion. The president said Holi is a vibrant and joyous festival which infuses hope and enthusiasm into people's lives. She said various colors of Holi symbolize the diversity of the country and this festival promotes the feelings of love, unity and brotherhood among the people. The vice president said the festival served as a poignant juncture for everyone to rejuvenate bonds and welcome the advent of spring. In his message, the prime minister said the festival of color brings new energy and enthusiasm in everyone's life. In view of Holi Festival, the metro services will not be available till 2:30 p.m. today on all lines of the Delhi Metro, including Rapid Metro and Airport Express Line. The services will start after 2:30 p.m. from terminal stations on all lines and will continue normally thereafter. The Employees Provident Fund Organization, EPFO, has added 6.02 lakh net subscribers in the month of January this year. According to EPFO's provisional payroll data released yesterday, around 8.08 lakh new members have enrolled during January 2024. In a statement, the Union Labour Ministry said a noticeable aspect of the data is the dominance of 18 to 25 year age group, constituting a significant over 56% of the total new members during the period. France has raised its terror alert warning to the highest level following the shootings in Moscow. In a social media post, French Prime Minister Gabriel Attal said this yesterday after a meeting with senior security and defense officials with President Emmanuel Macron. He said the decision, which came months before Paris hosts the Olympic Games, was taken in light of the Islamic State claiming responsibility for the Moscow attack and the threats weighing on France. In IPL cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru will clash with Punjab Kings at MCN Osmani Stadium in Bengaluru today. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.